Chapter 1. 9 years ago. If today didn't kill him, the thought of what would happen later that night would. Luke Dodd ran a hand over his face, wishing he'd been smart enough to down that shot of single malt whiskey the father of the bride had offered him a couple hours before. Instead, he'd waved it off, wanting a clear and collected head when the deed was done. Not one of the most logical things Luke had ever done in his life. For a normal person, watching his best friend get married would be one of the best days of his life. For Luke, not so much. Today royally sucked. He rolled his shoulders back, the ache down his back clinging. He hadn't slept for shit the night before, but he'd expected nothing less. It wasn't as if he spent the evening with the groom making sure the guy was ready to be married or even helping with any of the setup. No, he wasn't friends with the man, and honestly, never planned on trying to be. Not anymore. The bride? He wanted to be there for her no matter what. He'd promised her he'd always be there, and always help her follow the path she'd been destined for. Only he didn't know what that was anymore. It had forked in a new direction he wasn't sure he could follow with her. It seemed he wasn't going to be able to live up to his promises. Not that Megan knew that presently. No, that bomb would drop when she came back from her honeymoon. Damn. Her fucking honeymoon. His best friend was getting married to a man Luke didn't know much about. And what he did know, he hated. As much as he tried to jump on board with the whole damn thing, he hadn't been able to. Not when he loved Megan with all his heart. Fuck. He let out a breath and paced the hallway. He needed to get his head out of his ass and back squarely on his shoulders. He'd paced a smile on his face and fake it through the ceremony and the reception. Then he'd jump on his bike and head out because he wasn't sure he'd be able to make it if he had to see her day in and day out in her new life. That didn't make him much of a friend. In fact, that made him a shitty one. He was pretty sure she'd never forgive him for leaving, but he also figured it would be for the best. He didn't want her to see the man he'd become once he was forced to watch her grow and intertwine her life with a man who wasn't him. Jealousy wasn't becoming, but it was the only thing he had left. That, and the memories of what he'd had with her. He'd take those, and he'd leave. She'd be better off without him, and his moods. It wasn't as if she didn't have 7 siblings and countless cousins to rely on anyway. Luke wasn't family. He wasn't her fiancé. He wasn't good for her. And as soon as she said her vows, he'd put the last nail in the coffin of what they once were, and never see her again. His stomach rolled, and the lead weight grew heavier. That weight had been there since the moment Megan showed him her shiny ring while crying happily in his arms. He didn't want to do this. Didn't want to see the lace and silk with roses and baby's breath. He didn't want to watch her walk down the aisle with her hand tucked inside her father's elbow. He didn't want to stand on the sidelines at the reception while those who were actually part of the wedding gave toasts and celebrated the union of a man and a woman who couldn't be more different from one another. Well, in that, he was wrong. He and Megan were the ones so opposite even their friendship didn't make sense. Megan and Richard made more sense. And if he kept telling himself that, then maybe one day he'd believe it. He was only a guest at the wedding, not a groomsman or even an usher, though Megan had done her best to try and get him to be a freaking bridesmaid. He grinned in spite of himself at the memory of her begging him to stand at her side. She'd promised him he wouldn't have to wear a dress and heels, though her sister Maya pointed out that his legs would look damn fine in heels. Maya scared the shit out of him sometimes, but he wasn't about to admit that out loud. He did agree to stand as her man of honor, because he couldn't help but say yes when Megan blinked her big eyes up at him and smiled. He would walk with Megan's sisters, Maya and Miranda, down the aisle and stand in a row up front and make damn sure his best friend was happy. Of course, the groom nixed the whole idea as soon as he could. Oh, he wasn't rude about it. Richard was smart when it came to Megan's feelings, but he'd pressed her ever so slightly about